James has an ankle sprain, and he's out indefinitely. And I'll come back and give you good news when there is some on that one. But you've all probably been around the game, and I've certainly seen enough of these that they take an awfully long time. So we'll leave it as indefinitely for the near and the midterm future. I think I just said ankle sprain, but that was very good, Mitch. It's an ankle sprain, yeah. So.
No, I said high ankle sprain.
I did not.
No.
Purposely.
Because usually the high ones are longer.
Right. Very, yeah, that's accurate. So, well, that's all those players will be spoken to tomorrow. Because we've all seen enough of these days where you come to the rink the next day and you're. What you thought you had, you don't have. So we'll announce that tomorrow when we make the final decision on our lineup.
And Brady Stubbs?
Day to day, he got bumped up in practice yesterday. Nope. One of the first conversations I had, it was the second conversation I had with Kevin, was that was a possibility. Didn't use the word sellers, but spent the precursor to that part of the conversation was the view on how the team was going to be built and the youth of the hockey club. And then in the assessment of wanting to know what we had in our room, that was a primary objective. But there was the possibility that the teams that are in real difficulty at trade deadline day react differently than teams that are in the fight. So we're aware of that. I think most importantly, I would always prefer a bit of a longer-term view of these days.
Hard to ignore the UFAs pending, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to lose them all or nothing?
No, I know they're all playing tomorrow. Yeah. And it's actually quite a bit quieter here than most of the other teams that I've been with, certainly in Toronto at the one deadline. So there's not as many guys to discuss and... And it's also standard conversation at this time of year. So,
your experience, how does it affect players in that category?
Well, a function of them being UFAs is they've been in the league long enough, right? So they've got years under their belt, and everybody deals with it. I really don't think that I've ever seen a player play poorly because of it. I really don't. I mean, I thought guys, there would be certain guys that really wind her up around the deadline day because they're trying to get their game in order. But I've never seen it. I'll be honest, I don't know that I've ever seen a guy really, really have it affect him negatively.
Is your intent right from the start to convince this group to be a more confident group in their abilities?
So, yes. Is the answer. The John Wooden line, I think, bears repeating, confidence is earned, right? So it's, well, I didn't walk in the day, I mean, maybe, you know, this is a good team, but it has to be proven. That's when real confidence comes from results. So we started with something that we could put in our game that didn't necessarily guarantee the final score, but it was something we could all understand that we wanted to be good at, and we have been much better at it, you know. So some confidence was built with that, but in order to assess what you have, you know, and you've all seen it, the difference between a confident hockey player and one that's struggling with it is night and day, and you see that with players that go somewhere else all of a sudden and they heat up because they're in a different situation and they've got their confidence now, and that's every interview that I've ever seen with a player is, well, I feel confident, you know, I've got my confidence, and it's the hardest thing to give a player. But as a group, if they can focus as a group on one thing and have success in that, that's not necessarily related to the final score, then you can build confidence in game, and that's what we tried to do. All of those are related to how many minutes you're spending in the penalty box when you tally up your final. Even when they used to keep this out of zone possession time, if you're in the penalty box a lot, you're not shooting the puck and you're not touching it nearly as much. You're also running certain players, and it changes the momentum and flow of the game. And you saw that in Nashville, the game is fine. I think we'd given up one shot. We took a penalty. They got five or six. And then even in the minutes after they controlled the game, we got a power play, put up four or five shots, and then controlled that part of the game. We're in the penalty box too much right now. We are battling a couple of things. One is we're really focused on increasing our compete level. And we aren't reacting necessarily, I think, with our sticks a lot. The slashings and kind of the trippings where a guy's going after a guy as hard as he can, but he's putting a stick in a place he can't put it. Or at least you raise the benefit of it, or you raise doubt, questionable doubt, and we're not getting the benefit of it right now. And part of that is I'm not sure that we necessarily earned it. You've got a young team, so you're gonna go through what young teams are. There's not a lot of veteran guys settling, not even the team down, just the way the game's going. And our stick discipline, and it's been addressed on video and in terms of how we want to deal with it. So that sounds like it's easy to fix. We talked about it. But I'd rather kill off a couple more penalties right now and be on the puck and be on the Barty hard and make some mistakes with that than give 2 feet to not get your stick in there. We're just learning how to do it. Yeah, I would want to clear that up. I'm not sure that we've earned it yet. Okay, and that's something that takes years. It's not something that you do over a month. It's leaving the referees alone. It's letting them do their job. It's handling a call that you don't like. It's just controlling that part that you can control. And there's no point in ever complaining about a call. Like you go through and you can go through the Nashville game or the Phoenix games, and there's things that you don't like. Their bench is screaming just as loud. There's things they don't like either. There's stuff that you can look back and say, we might have got away with one there, and that wasn't. But that's a mentality we got to get away from the referees in so much as we think that they're affecting what we do. Over 82 games, there's going to be a game where maybe the officials have an effect on the outcome and you think it's unfair. But I do believe that it does even out, and you have to also take responsibility for some of it. That's part of the learning process. That's part of your team identity as well. So, just go and look at the stats from year over year. There are certain teams that are always real high in the penalties. They play a physical, aggressive, they fight more, they battle a little bit more, and sometimes it's part of our identity. I don't want to lose any of that compete. That's the sole reason we've had any success. We've done some systematic changes, but that never wins you hockey games. The sole reason for this team, these guys, have competed at a really high level, even when things aren't going the way we want them to.